We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your wake up call.
Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the
Hey,
good
it's
morning,
Friday.
Angela Yee. What's up, Yee?
What's up, DJ Envy?
How's everything? Charlamagne is late, I'm assuming.
Damn it, Charlamagne.
He still hasn't got it yet after vacation.
It's been a whole week.
Yeah, well, he got to get himself back together. I think he was in L.A. yesterday. I don't know if he flew back or what time his flight landed. But it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
And happy birthday to Mary J. Blige. Today is the queen of hip-hop's birthday. So happy birthday, MJB.
Yes, happy birthday, Mary.
And I seen you was out and about last night.
Yes, yesterday I went to a screening of Kevin Hart's new movie, The Upside.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped by Future screening for his documentary as well. It was like a movie night last night.
How was Future's?
So by the time I left The Upside, because I actually, Kevin Hart was a surprise guest, so I had to introduce him before the movie, which was dope. It was like people thought it was just a screening. They didn't know he was going to be there. And then he popped up. And when he went to the front, they were just yelling at him, tell a joke, host the Oscars, tell a joke. It was funny.
What was his reply?
It was funny. He just was laughing.
Okay.
But he was talking about the movie. And the movie was good. It's a remake of another movie. And it's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know what it's about.
I don't.
But this man is a paraplegic, played mm-hmm. by Bryan Cranston, and Kevin Hart is gets a job to kind of
push him around.
Life auxiliary, I think it's called. Not just push him around.
You know what I mean? The help guy.
But the man who's a paraplegic, he's like a really, really wealthy man, and Kevin Hart just got out of jail, and he's on parole, and he has to get a job.
He's the guardian.
Yeah, so you have to kind of see it to see how the two of them end up teaching each other a lot of different things.
It's more of a serious role.
Huh? Yeah, it was good.
Is it more of a serious role?
It is, but it's funny, too.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of funny, funny parts to it. But it's definitely, and Kevin Hart was saying this when he introduced it, that it's a different type of role for him. It's has a comedy, but it's more of a drama role.
Okay.
A dramedy.
Mm-hmm.
A dramedy.
Y'all don't think it's too cold to be at work? It is, right?
No, you can't say it's too cold to be at work.
When you got little nagging injuries like I do, like little back pains that you got to put, you know, the oils on your back for. You know what I mean? It's just too early and too cold to be getting up to come to work. You don't think so?
No.
The key to staying warm is keeping your feet warm and your head warm.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no hat on?
I got a hoodie on.
And why you got your tag still in your hoodie, man?
Because I'm taking it back, probably.
But it's right near your neck. It has to be uncomfortable. It's right near your neck. Yes.
You can see it?
Yes, I can see it.
I ain't even realize it.
This guy here.
Damn, I popped it by accident, too.
This guy.
I plan to take this back.
No, you can't take it back now.
Salute to Ty, my homegirl Ty. She's a stylist. She gave me this. Sorry, Ty. Let's figure out a way to put this back on.
This guy right here. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about a young lady that went missing, and everybody thought that it was going to be the worst, and she just finally turned back up. We'll tell you what happened with Jamie Kloss.
Today is National Trafficking Awareness Day, too.
Yes, it is.
Ironically.
Yes, it is. All right, well, let's get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Like a light. Yeah, Pastor Dawson Shelly sending texts, ain't sending kites. Yeah, he say keep that on lock. I say you know this type. Yeah, it's absolute. Yeah, I'm back with boo.
It's lit.
LaFerrari. Jamba Juice, yeah, we back on the road. They
morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
It's Friday! It is Friday, right?
You missed that already.
All day.
That was 10 minutes ago. You missed that. Right. But anyway, let's get into some front page news. I don't even know who watches the NFL anymore, but let me tell you who's playing this weekend.
You would say that. Now you understand with Cap, huh?
That's funny.
Because Odell out here looking all sexy, flexy in Mexico or somewhere, wherever he's at.
You think you found him
he's
sexy?
He's on vacation.
You found him sexy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. All right. Well, this weekend the Chiefs play the Colts. The Chargers play the Patriots. Bum-ass Eagles take on the Saints. And them Cowgirls take on the Rams.
I mean, you can call them whatever you want, but they're in the playoffs.
I know, second round.
Okay, you can call us whatever you want, as long as you say that we're in the playoffs in the second round against the Los Angeles Rams.
You guys are in the playoffs.
That's right.
What else we got, Ye?
Well, let's talk about the NFL since you brought it up. Now, it's been two seasons since Colin Kaepernick has not played, and he still doesn't have a job, and it's been reported that no team has even contacted him.
And you're still watching the Charlamagne, huh?
Okay. Well, if you don't shut up, you ain't staying with Cap all year long. Now that your team ain't in the playoffs, you don't want to stand. You want to stand with Cap.
Well, the Bleacher Report states that there was an anonymous survey conducted by The Athletic, and they did ask some of the players, 85 defensive NFL players from 25 different teams, if they believe that Colin Kaepernick should be playing. And 95% of them said yes. Only two players said that he shouldn't be on the field, and the remaining two said no comment. In addition, they also asked who should he replace, right? And in the number one and two slots of quarterbacks that they believe that Colin Kaepernick should replace, Blake Bortles of the Jacksonville Jaguars and Nathan Peterman of the Oakland Raiders.
Well, listen, if Eric Reed is in the NFL and Colin Kaepernick still wants to play, why shouldn't I watch?
Okay.
That's always been my logic, right?
All right. And then a Dallas sportscaster said this. He was Dale Hansen was reporting about the Arizona Cardinals hiring. They hired head coach Cliff Kingsbury, even though Kingsbury has no NFL experience, and he just got fired as coach at Texas Tech, where they had a losing record. And here's what Dale Hansen had to say about that hire.
Been a lot of criticism of the Arizona Cardinals hiring Cliff Kingsbury as their new coach, but Kingsbury fits all the criteria to be a head coach in the NFL. He's an offensive genius, he's young, and he's white. There have been six new coaches hired so far, all white, and two coaches of color they are replacing. A lot of people don't understand how Kingsbury can have a losing record at Texas Tech, no NFL experience, and get one of the 32 NFL jobs.
All right, now, this is his way of pointing out how racist the NFL teams are when it comes to hiring coaches. In addition, Dale Hansen acknowledges the fact that white privilege has helped him a lot as well.
I've had 11 jobs in my life, been fired from 8 of them, and moved up every time. And I am arrogant enough to tell you, I think Channel 8 was right to give me another chance. But I am the product of white privilege in America, and I've never denied that I wasn't either.
Why is that a shocking statement, though? Like, the foundation of America is whiteness. We know that white skin gives you a certain privilege and a certain leg up in most every situation. So why is that news to anybody?
I guess it's not quite often that we hear a white person in that position say that it's because of white privilege that he's in that position.
But that guy is actually really good, too. I'm sure that his white skin helps, but he's also really good.
Cool. Right.
The guy, Dale.
Dale Hansen. No, I'm talking about.
All right, now, Jamie Kloss, if you guys remember this story, she was missing. She vanished on October 15th, and that same night, her parents were also found dead in their home. This was in northwestern Wisconsin. Well, she was just found, and the person, Kristen Kosinskas, was at home Thursday evening. Someone knocked on the door. When she opened it, she recognized that it was 15-year-old Jamie Kloss. So, what happened, they're trying to figure out everything that happened, where she was. They haven't released all of those details, but they did take her to the hospital, and a suspect was arrested 10 minutes later. So I'm sure at some point we'll hear what actually happened the night that her parents were killed and she was found. And now she's been found.
Today is National Trafficking Awareness Day, by the way.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or bad morning, or you just need to vent a little bit. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Butterfly from Baisley.
Butterfly from Baisley Projects. We ain't hear from you in a minute, Butterfly.
Oh, God, they're working. Good morning, Angie, Charlamagne the God, and Envy.
What's hey,
up? What up, Butterfly? I thought you was locked up.
No, God, yo. Let me tell you why I'm mad, though. Yes, yes. Okay, I got up this morning to use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. That was 3 o'clock. Now, what you call that thing, you take the tissue roll off, and you know they don't put the tissue back on the roll. They sit it on top.
Oh, I hate when people do that.
The tissue roll? What the hell is she talking about?
The roll of toilet paper. You know people use all the toilet paper, and instead of replacing the roll, they just put it next
to it. Oh, they leave a little cardboard thing there?
Yes. And then they just put the next roll of toilet paper, like, on top of the sink or something.
Oh, you ain't never tried to wipe your ass with the little cardboard thing?
Wait, this morning, I got upset. I took it off too fast and pulled back. It bust my lip. So I'm like, okay, I can take a little bit of pain.
Yeah, that happened.
I put it on the roll. When the sunset, touch the lip with the tissue. Now I bust my lip. I got to go to work with a busted lip.
Oh, that's the excuse. And you put the tip. What'd you say? You put the tissue on your lip.
She busted her lip because she was mad. You punched yourself in the face.
Yeah, she punched herself in the face.
When I put the tissue on my lip, I'm like, oh, God, I didn't bust my lip.
So wait, hold on.
Why would you put the tissue
on your
lip?
You wiped yourself and then put it on your mouth?
No, you silly with me.
You ain't making no sense, Butterfly. We trying to follow you.
You should press charges against yourself.
Something said, take a piece of tissue. Right.
Butterfly, your phone is on
Butterfly,
trash.
You still smoking early in the morning, huh? Still waking and baking, huh?
That's the government phone, so this phone is really going to go up. But listen, you don't know what that is? The welfare, they mess me up, man. But anyway, can I shout out my bosses in them?
You got a boss? Y'all must not drug tested your job.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, Butterfly. Hurry up. Shout it out.
Shout out to Rostell Chicken and Fish.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. All right. Drop one of Clue Bombs for Rochdale Chicken and Fish. Makes perfect sense.
Shout out to Diddy. Shout out to the whole team over there. That's where you were?
Yes.
That's my people's over there.
All I want you to do is wash your hands before you go to work today touching people's chicken and fish, okay?
That place is good, man.
I watch everything. I love you, Charlamagne.
I love you too, Butterfly.
Shout out to Stalk. Shout out to Diddy. And keep making that fish. What up, Queens?
Yes. Come that food too. Come through, y'all.
You got me? You gonna hook me up?
Envy, would you pay
for
your
money
fish?
You got?
Come on now.
Sit your ass down and support a black business.
Those are my peoples. I support them all the time. Trav!
Yo, what's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
What's up, Yee?
Hey, Trav.
What's up,
Char? What up, Trav? What up, sis? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Listen, D.L. Hughley got to relax.
What happened?
D.L. Hughley got to relax. When we're talking about, you know, getting rid of R. Kelly and surviving R. Kelly, I can't stand the one person that want to scream out, what about surviving the Catholic Church? We're not talking about the Catholic Church right now. We're sticking up for the black woman that was harassed and sexually harassed by R. Kelly.
I agree with that, Trav, but I do think that R. Kelly should be an entry point for a broader conversation about just the abuse of young children and women, period. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, but my problem is,
stop trying to take away from what's happening with R. Kelly with these black women.
I don't think they are by calling it all out across the board, though. I don't think they're taking away from it.
The thing about D.L. Hughley, he's not calling it across the board. He wants to just make it a race thing and turn it against white people, which is why he's pinpointing the Catholic Church. But if you're going to talk about the church, you got to talk about the church. There's a bunch of Bishop Eddie Longs out here. There's a bunch of
That's
black
pastors
out here touching little girls. We can't just focus on the Catholic Church. So don't try to put it on the white people. When we're cleaning up the black backyard, stop trying to send us to the white community to clean up their backyard.
Ooh, I like how you said clean up the black backyard, Trav. Is that what you do before you have a little fun on a Friday?
Oh, my goodness.
Goodbye.
This guy's crazy. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Chandelier.
Hey, what's going on? Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year. Okay, Quiet Storm voice. I see you.
Chandelier.
His name is his Chancellor.
I want it for New Year's resolution. I want Charlamagne to quit being an N-word and come to work on time. Angela Yee, I want you to watch Lion King and go to Disney. And DJ Envy, I want you to pull your pants up. And I want to give a shout out. My dad's birthday
is
today.
Our New Year's resolutions.
My dad's birthday is today. My brother's birthday is Sunday. And my girl who's right here, her birthday is tomorrow. I wanted to see
shout out to all the Capricorns. Capricorns are amazing people.
I'm not going to just speed by this advice that he gave us. He's right. I do need to be on time. Angela Yee does need to see the Lion King.
I'm going
to
watch the remake
and
of
DJ
the Lion
Envy
King.
DJ does need to pull his goddamn pants up. You're 40 plus years old.
And you're 40 plus years old. You should be on time.
That's why I'm late.
You be on late should be.
That's why I'm late. I'm old.
As
I'm
you
a
get older, you're supposed to wake up even earlier.
Exactly.
I do.
And you're supposed to watch the Lion King already.
Can y'all tell my girl happy birthday?
Nah, we ain't telling her nothing.
What's her name?
Jessica. She right here.
Let me speak to her.
Happy born day, Jessica. Blow out your man's candle on his day.
Jessica.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Is he treating you right?
Sometimes.
Jessica, what does he need to do for his New Year's resolution?
To treat you better.
Not get killed.
Not get killed? Goodness gracious.
One of my resolutions this year was to willingly accept the things that I cannot change or control. Okay? So you can't control whether or not you get killed, boo.
He needs to act right, and he'll be all right.
Oh, you're talking about making you not kill him?
Yeah.
Is he eating the box well?
Oh, my God.
You guys sound very comfortable.
Yeah, we are.
Are you all right?
I'm getting ready for work. I just busted in the room.
Sounds like you laying down.
Blink twice if you need help, mama. You all right?
How you going to see her blinking?
I'm just joking, Charlamagne. All right, well, you guys have a happy, happy birthday, mama.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Devontae.
Hello?
Hey, what's your name, bro?
Devontae.
Get it off your chest.
From Oregon.
Good morning.
Hey, oh, my God, I really got through. I'm such a big fan of all three of you guys. It's crazy. But I just wanted to talk about a little bit about that R. Kelly situation. I want to talk about Aaliyah. So Aaliyah's mother, she released a statement saying that her being in the documentary was tainting her legacy. Mm-hmm. But I don't agree with that. I think the thing that's really tainting Aaliyah's legacy is the fact that we cannot buy or stream her music, except for the album AJ Nothing But a Number that was written entirely by R. Kelly. We can't stream her music.
Because I went to go look for Try Again, and I couldn't find Try Again because they don't have Aaliyah's music on any streaming service.
Rock the Boat.
I have no idea.
Nope.
No, you can't. You never looked. These young kids will have no idea who she is if we cannot stream her music. That's what's killing her legacy.
I wonder what the reason for that is.
I have no idea.
Blame Barry Hankerson, her uncle, who ran Black Rebel Records. That's whose fault it is that we cannot stream her music, but he won't answer, you know, us fans' questions.
And they got the first album, but nothing
else
after that.
They probably don't own the first album.
He doesn't own the masters to AJ Nothing But a Number.
That's the only one,
Record does.
That's crazy.
So that's why. But yeah, I'm so happy I got through. Charlamagne, can we please drop One of the Clues Bombs for Aaliyah? I'm a big fan.
Today's our next week is our birthday.
Next week.
Drop One of the Clues Bombs for Aaliyah. Yeah. Next week, what, the 19th, I think? 16th. She'll be 40 years old.
Angela, I love you. I love you so much. I just want to say that I listen to every single lip service. So
all right. Thank you. I appreciate
all righty,
that.
Bro. All right, get it off your chest, 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, since we've been talking about all these things, let's start it off with R. Kelly. Now, his estranged daughter has broken her silence. We'll tell you what she had to say about her father.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk R. Kelly.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, R. Kelly's estranged daughter has spoken out about him. Joanne Lee Kelly, a.k.a. Buku Abi. She put a message on Instagram. It's a pretty long message, so you should read the whole thing if you have the opportunity to do so. But she said, before I start, I just wanted to be known that I am speaking from the heart. Nothing I say or do not say is to hurt any party reading or affected by this. To the people that feel I should be speaking up against everything that's going on right now, I just want you all to understand that devastated is an understatement for all that I feel currently. She said, I do apologize if my silence to all that is happening comes off as careless. and she prays for all the families and the women who have been affected by her father's actions.
I'm confused by his whole family, though, because I saw his ex-wife sticking up for him. And I thought she was just on the documentary crying.
Did she? I thought she just said
that. She was saying he's a genius and yada. I'm like,
he is a musical genius.
Well, I think they're just talking about musically.
But
he's a very talented person.
Who cares
person,
about his musical that, genius at a time like this?
I mean, look, she clearly had a lot of issues of always trying to protect him and all of that. And maybe that's not completely over for her because she has children with him and she was married to him.
And if somebody
and
used
the
to,
trauma that she's gone through, I don't know how people react to that.
Yeah, she also said she want R. Kelly in her kid's life, which is crazy to me, too.
Well, but she said that she wouldn't stop him from seeing his kids.
I would stop him from seeing my daughter.
Now, she goes on to say, unfortunately, for my own personal reasonings and for all my family has endured in regards to him, his life decisions, and his last name, it has been years since my siblings and I have seen and or have spoken to him. In regards to my mother, she, for the same reasonings and more, has not seen or spoken to my father in years. So she goes on to let people know that they would never condone, support, or be a part of anything that he's doing. So just giving you what his own daughter has to say about her father.
Right.
And she did say that we should be speaking up against him. Rude comments about my family, fabricating me, my siblings, and our mother's part, etc., does not help my family in our healing process.
And by the way, nobody cares about R. Kelly's musical genius in a situation like this because most of his art is a reflection of his crimes.
Right.
Right. So she said that also doesn't help other people who want to come forward. So the way that you're speaking about his family and, her mom, the brothers, whatever. She said that does not help other people who might want to come forward but are scared to speak up.
That's true.
So stop attacking the family. All right. So that's what she had to say. Now, remember when I was going to the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries, we were supposed to do a Q&A and moderate a panel, and then there was a gun threat that was phoned in and everybody had to evacuate the building?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, the NYPD has located the person of interest gun threat. That is Donnell Russell. That's the person of interest, and he is a business associate of R. Kelly. So police do want to speak to him about the threats that were phoned in to the theater that day.
He used his own cell phone?
I mean, they said that whatever number they tracked down was connected to him. So they've been trying to contact him to find out what's going on. In the meantime, Lady Gaga has pulled her song with R. Kelly from iTunes. And she's said, I stand by anyone who has ever been the victim of sexual assault. So that song is not available anymore.
I mean, all of that is cute now, but I just wonder why she ever worked with him to begin with. I mean, she literally just worked with him, 4 years ago? So this is long after the sex tape, long after the marriage to Aaliyah. Like, the rumor was out about R. Kelly. Not even a rumor.
But a lot of people
The truth
did,
was
though.
Out about R. Kelly way before 4 years ago.
A lot of people
ago.
Did. A lot of people didn't see it in depth like this documentary. If you think about it, Usher did, Jay-Z did. Like, a lot of people did that wouldn't do it now.
But there was a whole tape. Like, I've been clowning R. Kelly for a long time. There was a whole sex tape, a whole marriage certificate. Like, come on, man.
Now, the song is called Do What You Want With My Body. And so she said that, she said she still hadn't processed the trauma that had occurred in her own life. And she did a very long post as well about
R. Kelly. I just want to know, why did she do the song to begin with? Why would you do any type of sexual song with R. Kelly with the reputation that R. Kelly has built for himself?
Well, Kiki Palmer, who is a former, quote, student of R. Kelly, actually posted on Instagram, and she addresses that as well. She said, just finished Surviving R. Kelly, and I spent the last hour crying. As a student of R. Kelly's, for the first time I was, and having been around his light and understanding the obstacles he overcame as a child to actually be birthed into the musical genius he is today, all to put others through the same darkness he was running from is the most disheartening thing to accept. So she goes on to say she's standing by her sisters, and she said, we have to be good to each other. Not all of us accept the light, but those of us that do must be responsible.
Yeah, you can't be mad when people start to open their eyes. You just got to be happy that they finally opened them.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
We are going to talk about Jeff Bezos and the money that he had to pay to cover up his alleged affair. We'll give you more details. Jeff Bezos, the founder and CEO of Amazon, $137 billion is getting divorced.
Wow. All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's start sports. Let's talk sports. Now, NFL playoff this weekend. Let's make some predictions. Chiefs versus the Colts. I'm going Chiefs. What you got?
Colts.
Okay. Yee, what you got?
Chiefs.
Okay, Cowboys versus the Rams. I'm going Rams. What you got, Yee?
Rams.
What you got, well, Sheldon?
Listen, I'm not asking y'all what y'all who y'all hope will win. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Dallas Cowboy fanatic, so I'm going to always root for the Cowboys. See, my thing is this, though. I'm not emotionally invested in the Dallas Cowboys like I used to be.
Okay.
All right? I'm not emotionally invested.
Sound emotional right now.
Okay, maybe just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
So you're picking the Rams.
I wasn't emotional when they was losing. When they was losing, I was just accepting it because I've been accepting it for the past 20-plus years.
You cried
now
in the car.
Now we in the playoffs, I'm just like, okay, I hope that they do good.
So you going for the Rams?
No, I'm going for my Cowboys.
Did you see Jerry Jones' new yacht?
No.
He bought a $250 million yacht.
Really?
He did.
You're bringing some more players over.
For the motherland. Chargers, Patriots. I got the Patriots. Who you got, Yee?
I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Charlamagne.
Chargers, Patriots. I mean, you never can really truly bet against the Patriots.
Nah, you can't.
But the Chargers look good.
And the Eagles, Saints. I hate to say it, but I got to go to the Eagles.
Saints.
Are you out of your mind? Saints going to wash the Eagles.
I don't know. The Eagles been pulling stuff out their ass recently.
Knock it off. The Saints are going to wash the Eagles. They're going to avenge the loss that they took against the Eagles earlier this year. They're going to wash the Eagles. And,
Eagles
and
they're
playing
in
New Orleans?
Yeah, they're playing in New Orleans. But we'll see. All right. Now, what else are we talking about here in front of
Bezos? Let's talk about Jeff Bezos. He is threatening the Inquirer all because of the story that broke on his secret relationship with Lauren Sanchez. As you know, Jeff Bezos is separating from his wife after 25 years. He put out a statement. They're now saying that he put that out because he knew the story was about to break in the Inquirer. You know how people want to get ahead of a story, so they put it out first. Well, that's exactly what they're saying he did. And according to the Inquirer, he was made aware of the story and he tried to buy it from the outlet before it actually hit the newsstands, but that actually didn't work out.
That's crazy that Jeff Bezos can't buy something.
I know.
Like, just I mean, name your
how
price.
Much?
And who's the fool that didn't sell it to him?
Now
come on.
They're also saying that Jeff Bezos was spending a lot of money to spend time with Lauren Sanchez and whatever projects that he was working on, like a Super Bowl commercial, other things like that. He would make sure that Lauren Sanchez was included in the production team. So he would always insist that she get hired as well. They also have some text messages that Jeff Bezos was sending to Lauren Sanchez. Now, reportedly, she was so excited that she was dating the richest man that she was sending screenshots of her messages to her friends. And one of her friends is the one that actually sent it to the Inquirer. That's why you can't do things like that. They also have pictures of some very racy images, some nude pictures. One picture is of him shirtless. And he said, you know what I want? I want to get a little drunk with you tonight. Not falling down, just a little drunk. I want to talk to you and plan with you, listen and laugh. I basically want to be with you.
That's
exclamation
sexy.
Point.
That's sexy for a rich person. I want to plan with you. That's
then
sexy
I want to fall asleep
person,
with you and wake up tomorrow and read the paper with you. And have
and read
coffee
the
with you.
That's sexy,
I love
man.
A nerdy relationship.
That's rich talk. I want to plan with you.
I can't even get past
I
want to
read the paper with you.
I can't
and
get,
I, he's very
sexy.
Politically correct.
I'm going to send that to my wife
even
right
in
now.
This, he says, I don't want to be falling down drunk, just a little drunk. And then I want to talk and plan with
I
you.
I
want to
plan
have
with
sex.
You. That's
he just
sexy
wants to
as hell,
talk
yo.
And plan.
I'm sending that to my wife right now.
I thought you wanted Jeff Bezos the way you was going so crazy.
That's what you do, right? You want to. That's what we all want. We want to build with ours, right?
Plan with you tonight.
You want to sit down and build with
you. Let's get a little drunk. And be naked and plan.
Let's wake up tomorrow, read the paper, and have coffee.
I just want to know who is the fool that wouldn't sell Jeff Bezos what he wanted.
I'm with you.
Like, you could have gotten paid. He's got to give up half his fortune in a divorce. You could have asked for $1 billion and got it. Easily.
Well, according to Bezos, he's saying that he was already separated when he started dating Lauren.
Well, clearly he wanted the information, though.
Yeah, clearly.
Right? So I'm like, all right, boom, give me $500 million, it's yours. Like, why?
Nobody said that he offered $500 million. That's a
no,
lot.
No, I'm telling you what I would have asked for if I'm trying to
maybe
get money
they
out
did,
of Jeff Bezos.
They probably made a lot of money and got a lot of credibility off this story, too, because it's the Inquirer.
Please.
You know how
could have got way more money.
The Inquirer.
Jeff Bezos got $500 million in his back pocket just to say here.
You think he would just do that?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, let's plan with each other. I like that, y'all. I'm going to send that to my wife. She's going to be like, what the hell are you talking about? I like that. But anyway, when we come back, Angela Rye will be joining us. We'll kick it with Angela Rye, our political pundit. And if you have questions, 800-585-1051.
This is her first appearance of the year.
Yes.
First out of probably 100.
Yeah. So we'll talk some politics when we come back and more. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes.
Miss Angela Rye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, peeps.
Now,
now the truth that you are running a little late because you have a full soul in.
Oh, my God. Do you see it?
Okay, right.
Don't touch it.
No, but yes, and it's I don't know how to do it. I'm
making me nervous.
So what did you do?
I just had to try to curl the ends because it was looking, I don't know.
Well, and congratulations. Then, you know, I'm glad, yes, I'm glad you got here.
I'm trying to protect my curls. Yes, I'm so glad to be here. I apologize for my tardy.
We were having nice hair conversations.
We were.
Because people think that people just want to have a weave just because they want long, luxurious hair or something like that. But it is a protective hairstyle to protect your curls. And
which are fried at this point.
Yeah, and when you're on TV or other things and you're styling your hair and putting those heat products on your hair all the time, it's just not good for your hair. So sometimes you got to give it a break.
Yep, and that's what
I'm doing. But you wear cornrows a lot of the time, too, though.
I like my cornrows. It's just something different. So I'm just going to try it, and then we're going to cut this down in, like, three phases. So it's long today, and then it's going to get shorter.
Full sewing is tough, though.
It is tough. I'm going to see if we can make it. Just check in on me.
And just make sure when you wash your hair, you really, really dry it.
I know. I asked him. I was like, would it get, like, moldy?
Yes.
Moldy.
And it stinks.
No, I'm serious. And they say that people's weaves will stink. I'm scared. I don't want it to stink.
You make sure you dry it well.
You would tell.
This thing. Stop it.
Little subway train. Like, just a low. Nothing crazy.
I've never even been on the subway in full.
All right. So since we're talking here.
Such a jackass.
What should we do with Trump's hair?
You the donkey of the day.
What should we do with Trump's hair? Let's talk hair.
Oh, my God.
Let's get into it. What are we going to do with his hair?
So let's not talk about his hair.
I was just joking with the hair.
But let's talk. But I wonder if he anyway. Okay.
You going to get him a sewing?
No, he might. He may have one.
His weave definitely stink.
Now let's talk about
this. Okay, let's be serious. This is important.
The government shutdown is very important right now.
People are not getting paid today.
So
today's the first day.
Yes. So here's my biggest issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is on par to become, on Saturday, it's the longest government shutdown in history.
Correct.
There have been 20 shutdowns since 1976.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the first time, at least in a long time, that the government would be shut down because the president had an emotional tantrum about a physical barrier that makes no sense, right? Mm-hmm. To keep people out of this country who have the legal right, to seek asylum here. I am so bothered by what is happening when I'm going through TSA at the airport. And y'all know I don't love TSA based on my own experience, but I understand that it's one person. I have been apologizing to the workers. Like, they're going to work every day without being guaranteed a paycheck. And we talked about this the other day offline that, sure, they still will eventually get paid.
Some
but when
of them,
you're
not
living,
all of them.
If you're furloughed, it wasn't guaranteed. But the Senate just passed a bill that whether you're furloughed or you're deemed an essential worker, you will get paid.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge I have is people are like, oh, they're going to get paid eventually. But if you live paycheck to paycheck, that eventually is not okay.
No, you got
to
get a job. You got to pay your bills, your mortgage, people, your car note, your kids' school.
Listen,
how long are they going to hold off on your mortgage, your rent, or whatever it is that you have to do? Are you going to get a break?
Food. You got
to
eat.
You have to eat. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing too. Donald Trump, who is or was a landlord at some point, him saying like, oh, they'll be okay. He knows that he wasn't going to give anybody a pass on a rent payment.
That's a good question. I wonder if a landlord would give somebody a pass if they know they work for the
but
government.
But what about the landlord has bills
rent.
Too?
The landlord got to pay rent.
Is the mortgage company going to give them all that?
Yeah.
So that's the real question to me. One of the things that I've been really encouraged by, and this doesn't mean that they get paid sooner, but some of the members of Congress have been putting out statements saying, I'm uncomfortable receiving my check while you're not getting your money either. And I think that's the right thing to do. That's the right tone. But somebody has to start feeding these folks. I was reading today, the FDA food inspection.
Yep, I was just talking about that.
Because
I own a juice bar, so I was thinking about that because they can't inspect the food. So now people could get sick.
The romaine lettuce thing that just happened, that would not get discovered.
Nobody would have known.
That's a good lawsuit.
Your stomach.
That is a good lawsuit, though.
Who are you suing?
The government.
Okay.
The FDA not checking the food?
The government, too.
The government.
Yeah.
That's a scary thing, though, because you don't think about how it affects every single person.
Even if
you're not the person that's not getting a paycheck, it does affect you. If you're going to get something to eat, you could end up getting sick.
That's right.
But didn't he say last night that he was going to sign off to stop it temporarily so that people can't get paid? Did he say that last night?
I didn't see that, but maybe he did. I didn't see him last night. I was just speaking in Newark.
Okay.
But I will say, I have severe trust issues with Donald Trump because he says one thing on Twitter, one thing in a public statement, one thing when the press asks him a question, one thing in an Oval Office meeting. You just never know what to believe. The bottom line is he should sign the bill that the Senate passed to ensure that folks who are furloughed, meaning they were told they don't need to come to work, and the essential workers still get paid.
Can we override him? Is there any way that the people can override his decision, or that's not possible?
The people can't, but the Senate can always pass a veto-proof can always pass veto-proof legislation. That's the way to override the president.
Why haven't we done this yet?
We should ask the Senate. We should call the Senate today, 202-224-3121, and say it's about that time.
Mm-hmm. You repeated that like Mike Jones used to repeat his phone number. Like you had that off the top of your head.
You got to call him enough. You have to call him enough. That's the way to engage. I think that so many of us have been trained to believe that voting is the first and only step in engagement, and it's just really not.
So what about him being able to declare like a state of emergency?
National emergency. So there was a bill passed in, I believe it was the 70s, that would kind of halt the ability of the president to use a national declaration of emergency for issues like this. And I think that he doesn't understand his own limitations. We all know he struggles with just basic understanding of civics. So I think that it's going to be substantially curtailed, especially given the checks and balances that exist in Congress, especially now because Democrats have taken over the House. Mm-hmm. So I think that is something that we have less to be concerned about. There is some fodder about him using funds that exist for national natural disasters, mm-hmm. like him raiding those funds. The congressman who chairs Homeland Security, Benny Thompson, just issued a statement saying you cannot raid those funds for this. This is not
a natural disaster at all.
It's not.
And you know, I don't like the false narrative that he's putting out there about why we need a wall and trying to scare That's people right. into thinking that there's all these dangerous people that are bringing drugs across the border over right. here and murderers and like it's ridiculous.
With
and I
no
think
data.
That's really, really dangerous.
It is dangerous, especially because people will not read. Like, they won't read to know this is the truth. I think I'm also encouraged by, if there was a silver lining about this, there are a number of people polled, over 50%, who believe that this is, not one, not something we should be doing, and two, understand that this is Donald Trump's doing. This is not the way you govern. This is not how you show people compromise. I think the other thing we should be concerned about for kids watching this behavior is, like, this is not how you should behave as an adult or
not
as a
all.
Professional, right?
Not
like,
at all.
You can't do this at school. You get sent home. You may get suspended. Like, it's ridiculous.
The president is not a good example.
He is not a good example.
We do need stronger border security, though, right? But just not the wall.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. Stronger border security. Also, we're going to ask about, is it time? When are we going to impeach him when we come back? We're going to talk about it.
Him.
I said impeach him.
You want to on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Right.
You just said government.
Well, Angela Rye's here. We got more with her when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Angela Rye is still in the building. Now, Charlamagne, you asked about border control.
Yeah, we do need stronger border security, right?
Yeah, so a few years back, the House and the Senate were working diligently to pass a comprehensive immigration reform bill. We need immigration reform, period. The number of people who are waiting and how long they're waiting, it takes too long.
The costs associated.
All of it. And when you talk about border security, it's the way in which you go about border security. We need border security at the northern and southern borders. We need land ports of entry, you know, seaports. We need all of that secure. Whether we're talking about from terrorism, from people coming in and not, you know, not just seeking asylum, just seeking entry illegally, of course. But the ways in which you control that narrative and talk about it factually is very important. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing that folks have to remember, it's become a wedge issue for Black and brown communities. And I'm struggling to understand why Black folks don't understand that we are immigrants too, right? Mm-hmm. There's been a big myth that this is just a brown issue and it's not. It's Black and brown. Mm-hmm. And Asian. And white.
Do you think... Right? When it comes to the shutdown, getting the ending of the shutdown, do you think both parties have some responsibility?
Yeah, but I think that as far as I can see, Democrats and well-meaning conservatives are doing their part. They need an engaged, thoughtful partner in the president, understanding that this is not about a wall of steel or paper, mm-hmm. right? Like, you really have to move the needle on this. It's not the campaign promise is already violated because Mexico was supposed to pay for the wall.
Supposedly.
Right?
Yeah, supposedly,
Mexico's
yeah.
not paying for the wall. The reason the government is shut down is because he expects for taxpayers to pay for this, and he claims that he's going to recoup the funds by revising a trade deal.
And there's no compromise in you saying that basically you want the $5.7 billion and that's it.
Yeah.
He's not trying to compromise on that.
Even so, what would be the compromise?
Well, that's just it. Like, ask him that. You're going to a press conference and ask him. I don't even think he understands compromise. It's like all or nothing. Like, this is the wall that I want. You should give me this. I will give you, if you give me this wall, I'm going to give you diversity visas back is one of the things that he said. That's not a good compromise because, as Nancy Pelosi artfully said, and I agree with her, the wall is immoral. Mm-hmm. So that means it's a non-starter. We have to shift the starting place to something that makes sense for everybody, and that's not it.
You just said something that's very important, though. I do think that this wall is just a token for his re-election, so to speak.
Oh, it's no question about it?
Yeah.
Oh, not even that. I mean, we were talking impeachment before the holidays, and now it seems like that slowed down.
Well, you know,
so
what?
He's like, I'm always talking impeachment. Speaking of impeachment.
I have a question about that with Michael Cohen, right?
Yes.
Testifying now. And they're comparing, like, this whole thing with Donald Trump. Because I'm wondering, like, with him going forward and speaking his truth about what really happened now that he's not glamored by Donald Trump anymore, what is the effect of that going to be? Like, can this lead to Donald Trump, something happening to him even being impeached?
Angela, can we impeach the damn president?
I know, you're like, I'm ready.
Can we impeach his
ass? So, yes and no. For whatever reason, there are a number of Democrats who believe that impeachment would be bad for them politically. The argument is that it would take up so much oxygen, I think as we all know, just as this investigation has. It would take up so much oxygen for them politically, you wouldn't hear about the successes they have in passing legislation and moving the needle on other aspects of oversight for this administration. So I understand why they say they don't love the idea of impeachment. I also think practically we have an obligation to demonstrate that this president has abused his power, that there are several people in the administration who have abused their power, that the campaign violated the law, and so did the transition team. They can do that by not saying impeachment, but by going through the oversight process. You all know there were substantial changes in Congress. Within the Democrats alone, there are now 55 members of the Congressional Black Caucus, the largest CBC ever, 39 members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, largest CHC ever. What does that mean for oversight of this president? Congressman Elijah Cummings is now the chair of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Congresswoman Waters became the first black person, woman ever, to chair financial services. Homeland Security's Benny Thompson. We can go on and on. All of these folks can oversee this administration and the abuses. I think that's where we start. Y'all know I obviously want to see him gone. I do not want to see him continue another day.
You only got a year left, though. I don't think impeaching him is the right thing to do at this point either. Let him crash and burn. And don't you think that all of these white militant groups on the ground would riot?
I just want to point out, we just talked about this government shutdown. Him crashing and burning means there are 800,000 other people who are also crashing and burning. And as callous as he is, I think it's just as callous and irresponsible for us to have that position. So,
well, America got the president that they voted for.
So then we go back to the Mueller investigation, which was your question, too, about Michael Cohen. There's a Russian who was just indicted that was in the room with Donald Trump Jr., Paul Manafort, right? Like, these questions have to be answered. I don't know that America voted for this
president. Yeah, I don't know that America did.
Right?
Yeah,
like, I still
and really,
numbers-wise,
we really didn't. We
Well, 40 million people got what they wanted.
Maybe.
Allegedly.
Or maybe not.
And that's I know, y'all, they say black folks are conspiracy theorists so much, but I am. Like, I still am not sold on that. And I have the same feelings about what happened in Florida.
I see
with
a lot of MAGA paraphernalia out there.
We always did that.
How many?
I see
you saw 40 million.
No.
Well, Kanye's wearing his hat.
He
don't
do 20 million.
No, you like Kanye counts for 20. That's I don't know. I don't believe it. I'm not sold on that. And so I just think we have a lot to still uncover with the impeachment space. We should make sure that we understand what happens with the Mueller investigation before we talk impeachment. There already may be enough there.
And you're right, there is an upside for us, though, like you said, with all these Democrats and people of color that are actually in office now.
Yeah.
Well, let's take some calls. Angela Rye is here, 800-585-1051. If you got a question, maybe you need something cleared up or something... I don't know.
Or maybe you just want smoke with Angela Rye.
Maybe you want smoke with Angela Rye.
Why would you put that out there? You love to talk about energy. You love to send me the crazy energy.
I just like to see AR in action. That's all.
He's
all
right. Such a maybe real you want to smoke Trump with Angela Rye.
What?
You smoke?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, all right.
800. I did not. What did Bill Clinton say? I did not inhale.
800-585-1051. Angela Rye is here. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Angela Rye in the building, and we're taking your calls. 800-585-1051.
Who wants smoke with AR?
Hello, who's this?
This is Denzelay.
Hey, what's up, Mom? I'm not going to try to pronounce your name, but you got a question for Ms. Rye?
Firstly, I want to just thank her for keeping her foot on all of these Democrats and Republican necks. And I wanted to find out from her, does she think that the Dems are eventually going to break and give in and fund this wall?
I don't, because the position is that the wall is immoral, right, and that people have a legal right to seek asylum, so that's already a law on the books. I don't think this is a point of compromise, and I don't think this is a point where they'll bend. I don't think it ever hurts to call your members of Congress. The number is 202-224-3121 to make sure they don't break, to make sure they know you all are supporting them. The vast majority of the country right now does not support the shutdown, but they also don't support the wall. So I think it never hurts to encourage your members and tell them to stand strong and to keep fighting for what they know is right.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Garrett.
Hey, Garrett, what's your question for Angela Rye?
So in these political times and with the social climate, I've thought a lot about how to make my line of work more relevant to the conversation. And I've even started thinking about transitioning into politics. So my question is, what would you consider step one or the first few steps in making that transition?
Oh, good question.
That is a great question. I think it's so important for folks to understand the only experience you have to have in running for political office is that of your own personal story. So everything that makes you passionate about wanting to run for office, about wanting to support candidates, about wanting to get involved, that's really all you need. I think that if you have certain issues that you're passionate about, telling people what those issues are and what your positions are on those issues so that you can start to gain support is also important. Knowing what office you want to run for, how much it costs normally to run, to have a candidacy in that particular space is super, super important. So getting started just with knowing what local offices are available, when would those elections be? Who's about to retire? Maybe you could not take somebody on and take over a seat that's already going to be vacant. Those are all good places to start. What area are you from?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah, and I'm sure you already know there's the first Somali woman, second Muslim woman to run for Congress and win is from your state. So I think there's a open opportunity for you to go and make history.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck, is there ever a time when someone doesn't run for an office that's available?
Yeah, and they will appoint somebody. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of times, especially if people resign or retire too, where they just appoint someone to fill in or they do a special election. We should talk about one positive thing. It is being stated and reported in several publications that Senator Kamala Harris is going to announce her presidential bid on Martin Luther King Day.
Well, I'm glad that you said that because I was about to ask you before you left. It's January 2019. Democrats still have no potential candidates. The next presidential reelection is next year. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem normal to me that nobody's announced yet. So that makes sense that
Elizabeth Warren has also announced a presidential exploratory committee, and I think we're going to have tons of candidates.
That scares me, though.
Why?
Because there's so many people. Like, I think that was the problem with Hillary. Like, people were divided, so divided.
But it was between two people,
really. It's always a bunch of candidates initially.
Think about how, there wasn't a bunch, though, because it was Martin O'Malley, Sanders. And Hillary.
It's only three.
Didn't Warren run, too?
No.
Okay.
This her first. Do you like Elizabeth Warren?
I like her. But what I'm encouraged by is, although they didn't have a happy ending, the presidential election for Republicans in 2016, you remember how big that first debate stage was?
Yeah.
That's going to be ours. So even though they ended up with somebody crazy, I still want to blame Russia. I think that it will be good for us to really believe to go into a presidential term with a presidential election with the idea that it doesn't belong to anyone. It's anybody's game. Mm. It's not your turn. It's not your time. Like, let's just see what happens. I think that actually could be really healthy for the party.
I told you, I saw for Kamala a couple years ago, though. I think Kamala could be the next president of the United States.
She's so amazing.
I hope so.
There about like a Cory Booker also.
So we'll see if Cory Booker announces. Eric Holder is supposed to be announcing. Bernie Sanders is talking about it. Joe Biden is talking about it. So there are a number of other potential candidates, and I think it'll just be a good opportunity for Betty. Julian Castro.
What about dude from Texas?
Oh, Beto O'Rourke. There's been discussion about him, too.
That's a name.
You know
what? Texas.
Can we talk about this for a minute?
What's that?
I'm really frustrated about the Beto thing, and I'm going to tell you why. Beto lost to Ted Cruz by 11 percentage points.
Mm-hmm.
Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum were within thousands of votes, tens of thousands of votes from their opponents. There hasn't been any discussion about Stacey and Andrew running for president.
Well, that's because they're black.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's that.
All right.
A Kamala Beta ticket would be dope.
Kamala.
I'm sorry. A Miss Harris.
As long as you could pronounce
Miss Harris
her name.
Beta ticket. Right. I'm going to just say Miss Harris.
So, but why Beto?
Because people like him. We want to win, right?
That's true.
I mean, people like him.
But I wonder why they like him.
Because he's charismatic.
Okay.
I don't know.
He's I don't know enough information.
He seems like he's charismatic.
And I guess I think that's my issue.
Beyonce
right?
wore his hat.
That's Andrew's charismatic.
Stacey's charismatic. I love Andrew. I just, I don't know. I just think a Kamala beta ticket nationally would be
You just called him beta. I'm over it.
Right. And I also think,
but it's also, good to be with y'all. It's good to be with
Harris O'Rourke.
It's also people who have indicated that they're interested in running, too. Yeah. I feel like.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you on tour, right?
Yes. What's I'm doing tour? A work woke tour. So we really just had a ton of speaking engagements, and people are always so mad. They're like, you post this so late, I can't go. So we wanted to make sure people had a full listing of dates. It's busy season for many of us, starting around Martin Luther King Day, yeah, right through Black History Month and the top of Women's History Month. So it's a tour to let people know, hey, I'm going to be in your state. I always appreciate your support. So we want to make sure people feel motivated, not just inspired by words, but motivated to work woke.
And they can go to the website to look at the dates.
And Instagram. It's on the gram to see the dates.
Right. Give me
nice
your website,
and easy
Angela.
For everybody.
AngelaRye.com, but yes, also at AngelaRye on Instagram, because you can see the graphic and share it.
Go ahead and get Angela Rye to a million followers, too. She almost there.
Okay.
Aww,
yeah, like
thanks,
980
brother,
or something like that.
Thanks, brother.
I'm paying attention to analytics and stuff.
Yeah, right. No, I appreciate that. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, now we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Hold on. I'm looking at where she's about to be. Okay, Chicago.
Yeah, Father Flagler's Church
Ohio
on Sunday.
You're gonna be in Atlanta.
Yeah. You coming?
Right. Let's see. I'm trying to see if anything overlaps. If
okay,
be in the city when you're there.
I'm a tag team with Angela, have her do part of the speech. She's going to close it out on fire.
Listen, I'm not going to come after Angela Rye. You go ahead, Angela. I'll introduce you, though.
Okay, I'll take that.
There we go.
All right, now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Nick Cannon and Damon Dash versus Jay-Z and Foxy Brown rumors.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, congratulations. It looks like last night, Joel Santana and Kimbella did get married.
That's good. Drop on the cool bonds for them.
Yeah,
now Jewels can have conjugal visits.
Yes, he proposed back in November at the Apollo while he was performing with Dipset. And they got married already, so that's dope. Congratulations to the two of them. I was looking at stories online. I saw Lil' Kim was there. Of course, Jim Jones was there, Freaky Zeke. So, looks like it was a good time.
And no need
Cameron.
No need to waste any time, you know what I'm saying? They were together for a long time. You proposed, now get married. Now you can have conjugal visits. All is well with the world.
All right, now let's get into this whole Nick Cannon and Damon Dash interview that happened. Now, Nick Cannon has his own, I guess he's been dropping these interviews.
Cannon's Corner.
Cannon's
Classes.
Cannon's Class, yeah. And he sat down with Damon Dash in his class and posted a clip. The first episode is with Damon Dash. And they discuss a number of things, including Jay-Z and Foxy Brown. He was really trying to get some information because people are trying to say that Jay-Z was with Foxy Brown when she was underage. Already said that that's not true.
This whole exchange
like years
so
ago, but here's how it went down.
At what age was Foxy Brown signed?
Yo, don't beat around the bush. Say what you want to say.
I'm just asking.
What do you mean by that question?
I was just asking.
What are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating. I just asked the question.
I
thought Foxy was like 16. That's all I'm saying.
It sounds like
all I'm saying is in this industry when we live in these glass houses.
It seems like you got a question for Jay. Ask him. I ain't got to do with that.
That was so lame. I mean, why even try to insinuate that Hov was dealing with Foxy when she was underage? Like, what's the point?
Now, 50 Cent posted, Dame is a real sucker for this. He's trying to get Jay jammed up.
That was 50 Cent?
Yeah, 50 Cent said this show should be called Two Suckers Chatting Class.
I just thought it was corny. Like, it was very chatty-patty-ish. And I just saw Dame, too. I literally just saw Dame, like, 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that was corny. And it was more so, it was corny on Nick's part to even try to ask that question to get that out of Dame. But then, like, even Dame was trying to bring it back to, like,
right,
like, go ahead and ask me what it is you want to ask me. But why even put that in the atmosphere? For what?
Yeah, I actually was researching that when I saw that story break. And I did see that Foxy had said that nothing ever happened.
She said that a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago. So I guess it's just whatever reason.
How did Jay even get in this?
I don't even know how his name popped up. I have no clue.
How?
All right, now Irv Gotti is saying that he's going to have a Murder, Inc. series. He said, Murder, Inc., everything will be told, the good, the bad, everything. With my Murder, Inc. TV series, I'm taking my time because it has to be perfect, but for sure it's coming. They have not yet announced the release date, but sure you guys want to see that.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of dimensions to that Murder,
Inc. Drop on the clues bombs for Irv Gotti. I'm here for that.
And congratulations to Logic. He has announced that he's doing his first ever novel. It's called Supermarket. He said, Supermarket is upon us. Pre-order my debut novel now. The link is in his bio if you guys want to check that out. He said he's showing the world that we, the Rat Pack, are more than just music fans, that we are lovers of all forms of entertainment. Thank you for allowing me on this journey. I've kept you in the dark on what this book is really about. And from now until it's released, I'm so excited to dive in and introduce you to this universe I've created.
Is it a fictional book?
I don't know much about it because he hasn't really given much, you know, but... Yeah, I guess he said writing a few pages of a script for the incredible true story or everybody was special, but creating an entire world from cover to cover for my fans to explore is a dream come true. So it has to be some type of world that he's created. It's called Supermarket. He said, this isn't just characters on a page. So much of it is me. And because of that, I thank you for your love and support.
I'm more intrigued by that than I've ever been for any of Logic's music.
Well... just letting you know. So good. Now you can go ahead and pre-order that book and support. And what I love that he said, let's put our phones down for a little while, pick some books up, and experience something together that we can discuss in great detail. I love that because, you know, I read books all the time. I know you do too, Charlamagne.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great thing.
Okay.
All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that down to?
You know, man, we really need to be very, very, very cautious and, you know, be very aware of these turd terrorists that exist.
These turd terrorists?
Turd terrorists that exist in America.
As in doodle?
You just be here 4 after the hour, okay?
Doodle terrorists?
I'm going to inform y'all about these turd terrorists, okay?
My goodness. All right. We'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
Florida, man. Florida.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
With the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, Duval, they keep letting me get them like this because they keep doing things like this, all right? Donkey of the day for Friday, January 11th goes to a substitute teacher at a school in Sarasota, Florida, named Heather Carpenter. Now, it's 2019, and nothing has changed when it comes to the Sunshine State. If you're new to the Breakfast Club, my name is Charlamagne Tha God, a.k.a. Uncle Charla. And what does your Uncle Charla always tell you? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And this donkey of the day is just the first reminder of 2019 that Florida going Florida. Now, Heather Carpenter, like I told you, is a substitute teacher, and for whatever reason, she had a dispute with the school's principal. Heather was allegedly upset that the school's principal was set to have a birthday party at a particular venue. The venue in question was the Pavilion in Erfurt Park. Now, I don't know what Heather has against the principal or the principal's daughter, but Heather, a substitute teacher, decided to be a party pooper, literally. Let's go to Fox 13 for the report, please.
All 8 of these picnic tables here at Erfurt Family Park had to be replaced after a woman spread human waste and fecal matter all over the wood as a form of payback.
It was a mixture of urine and feces, and she had it in a big cup.
The nasty vandalism cost the county more than $2,300 for cleanup, replacing tables and grills, and reimbursing and rescheduling a birthday party set for the Pavilion later that morning. It only took the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office a few days to track down and arrest Heather Carpenter. The 42-year-old is charged with felony criminal mischief. Turns out Carpenter is a substitute teacher at Philippi Shores Elementary School. According to arrest paperwork, Carpenter wasn't happy with how the principal handled a professional complaint she made at the end of November. The Sarasota woman admitted to investigators she smeared the feces with the goal of spoiling the birthday party planned at the park that day. The celebration was for the principal's daughter. Officials say Carpenter is no longer a substitute and can't volunteer at any district schools while this investigation is active.
You think? Heather was with the sugar honey iced teas. Okay, now I have a homeboy who shall remain nameless who used to have a real problem beating people up. So he went to anger management as part of his probation for beating people up. So whenever he wanted to beat people up, instead he would resort to fighting with feces. What I mean by that is...
oh my gosh, wax is crazy.
I didn't say him. Oh. What I mean by that is if he had a beef with someone, he would cut your car seat open and put dingleberries in the cushions, or he might go in your house and put a couple chocolate delights in your sneakers.
That's disgusting.
I remember he had an issue with his next-door neighbor, and the next-door neighbor's roommate, you know, let him in the house. So my guy put butt truffles in the neighbor's couch cushions.
What's a butt truffle?
Turd.
Never understood why the roommate was down with that because he had to live there too. All right, the moral of the story is it's just some real live turd terrorists out here, and Heather Carpenter is clearly one of them. My thing is, Heather, you got beef with the principal. Why resort to attacking the kids? Because that's essentially what you were doing by spreading butt mud all over the picnic tables and grills at this park. None of the adults were going to be affected by these rusty nuggets. I mean, sure, you put some rectum warriors on the grill, so that means everybody's burger would end up getting fudge babies on them. But why do that to the kids, okay? What is something else that your Uncle Charlotte always tells you? Never go to war with someone who gives a F less than you. And clearly, Heather Carpenter don't give a F. Anyone can get it. Men, women, and children. If she got beef with you, then all of y'all getting butt beans. All right? Everybody at this party gonna get all the fanny fudge you can eat. Chocolate bananas for everybody simply because I got beef with one person. I'm telling you, don't go to war with somebody who gives a F less than you, especially a rectum warrior. Now, Heather has been charged with third-degree felony mischief and property damage, and there is no way she can be in population with other prisoners. Because what if this turd terrorist decides to let a bunch of frightened turtles loose in a prison? Do you really want a corn massacre in one of these correctional facilities? Think about it, Florida. Please give Heather Carpenter the biggest hee-haw.
Question.
What?
I don't want to hear your question.
Now, I got a question. So, for her to carry in your guys, your friends, turd terrorists, so does he poop on the floor and then pick it up?
Never asked if it was human feces. It could have been dog feces. I don't know what kind of feces it was that he was using.
I'm just curious. Like, do you just poop?
It's like, I don't know what kind of feces Heather was using.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We just assumed it was
her. I'm just assuming it's hers.
Do you pick it up or do you go in the toilet?
And like, I'm just saying, if you got to go to a prison, you know what I'm saying, and that's your weapon of choice, you always got some on deck.
Always got some on deck. You're right.
I'm pretty regular.
All right.
Matter of fact, 8:30 this morning, if anybody, any turd terrorists need some, holler at me. I got it for the low.
My goodness.
Is it going to be mushy or hard?
Let me see what I had. Well, last night I had fish for dinner. This morning I had my regular protein
shake. You should
shake.
Always look at your
probably
poo to
soft.
Figure out how well you're doing as far as your diet.
I never look at my poo.
You should.
No, that's disgusting.
You got to make sure it looks normal.
No, I'm fine.
The color of it, the texture.
All right, guys. All right, well, that thank you for that donkey today.
Yes.
Now, when we come back,
beige turd.
Let's open up the phone lines. 800, what'd you call me?
A little beige turd.
Beige turd. 800-585-1051. Let's talk open marriages. Now, Ronnie and Shamari DeVoe, they were on the show yesterday, and we talked about open relationships, open marriages, and this is what they said.
A couple comes to you guys and says, we're thinking about doing an open relationship. We know you guys did it. What would you tell them?
Hell no. Don't do it.
So it wasn't worth opening Pandora's box?
No, it wasn't.
It was worth it because at the end of the day, I feel like it strengthened our bond. Like, everybody's going to go through challenges and obstacles, but when you're able to overcome those challenges and then come out even better after that, like, I feel like it was. The experience was worth it to
right,
me
but
for every, our relationship.
But everybody's not going to be able to make it through something like that.
All right. We didn't set this up right. Come on.
All right. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Are you in an open relationship or open marriage? Has it worked for you?
No, what? Tell them what day it is.
Oh, is it? That's
yes.
Where we're going? All right. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
All right. Open relationship is the topic.
You want to try this again?
No.
Oh, we did it wrong?
He didn't have a beat ready.
Oh, come on. All right. Come on.
I know it's the first Friday since we've been back to work, but...
All right, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
Ow.
There we go. Ooh. All right, 800-585-1051. We're talking open marriages, open relationships. Has it worked for you? If it has, call us up. We'd like to know your success stories. We want to know your horror stories. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And we're talking open marriages and open relationships. This conversation comes from Ronnie and Shamari DeVoe when they were here and they talked about their open relationship. Nobody up here believes in that.
I'm not going to say I don't believe in it. I'm just saying
I don't for myself.
I haven't indulged in it, and I don't see the need.
But you would give it a...
I haven't heard too many successful stories about open relationships. Most of the time when I hear about it, it didn't end well. But that's just from what I've heard.
And plus, if you started doing open relationships, I feel like you'd have to renew your vows altogether. Because that's not in the vows, baby. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you'd have to get remarried to your woman again
and
put that in the vows. Word is bond.
Hello?
Yes, what's going on? This is James from Houston.
James, you in an open relationship right now?
Yes, I am, Envy.
Does she know about it?
Yes, she knows about it. Okay. We actually high school sweethearts. We've been knowing each other for 25 years, so we've been open and honest with each other. So that's how it works. We just tell each other what we desire, and it all works out.
So
gotta be honest.
You let another man smash your wife, and you cool with it?
Yeah, I'm not a hypocrite. You know, as long as he's protected, because I figure it's just an act. It's not love. She's not going to be with this person. It's just
a act. I ain't with all that, man. I ain't with that.
So she's able to go down on him,
no.
too?
Yeah, say all that, bro.
Right. I
mean, well, y'all more man than me, then.
And lick the guy's butt and all that, come back home and kiss
y'all,
you?
I ain't talking about all that.
But plus, you don't ask her what she's doing, right? You don't ask her, what did y'all do?
Why not? We open.
Actually, we talk about it when we're making love.
Okay, so it's part of y'all's sex life and fantasy life.
Why not just do it together?
What do you mean?
Like, why not just be with another woman together?
Or another man.
We do that, too.
Men and women?
All right.
Yeah, we're all around, man. Like I said, we're just open and honest, and we feel like we should do that because that eliminates the cheating on each other because we're so sexually driven. Long as we're open and honest, it'll work out.
Well, I'm just glad it's working out for
you. I'm glad it works out for you.
You're more secure in your situation than I would ever be.
Like he takes men, he takes women, they all share.
Yeah, I'm not saying I do men. I mean, you know, we both do women, but... She does her thing with her man. I do my thing with the woman, and then we share our experiences when we're making love together.
See, me and my wife are just content, growing as people and being better people, learning to be, more emotionally strong, spiritually strong.
There's a lot of guys out there in open relationships with committed women,
like sharing books with each other. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to therapy. Like, it's just other ways to, evolve and push yourself, other than all of this open relationship stuff.
Hello, who's this?
How you doing? It's Ron E from Exit 21, Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's up, bro? We're talking open relationships, open marriages. Are you in one?
Yes, I'm in one. I think I love open relationships, man. It tests your loyalty. It tests it to be organically in love. You don't got to, it's not a rule. You know what I mean? I think people put rules on things and it should be organic. I should be allowed to talk to other people, but I just don't because I want to be with you, for real.
Mind if your wife is getting, smashed down by somebody else?
I think she's allowed to do what she wants as long as she genuinely wants to be with only me. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, so as long as... Do you want to know about it?
I want to know about it. And I know now that I'm obviously not doing what I'm supposed to do to make her say she just want to be with me.
You know what shows true loyalty?
What?
Just being loyal, being faithful, being committed.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, why is this a test of loyalty?
I think loyalty comes natural. I don't think you should be told you can't talk to nobody because I'm your girl. I think you should just naturally do it. I'm in love with you. I ain't talking to nobody anyway. I just want to be with you.
But when you get married and you make those vows, you are making an organic, natural commitment to be faithful to this woman.
Exactly. That's true.
Now, what happened if a dude does your wifey so good that she falls in love with him?
Then I'm going to meet him, and I'm going to say, yo, what did you do? Show me how to do it.
Okay. There you go.
I just want the record to show. I look to the right? It's a true story.
Right. You look to the right.
I think people saying that I look to the right, and what's the title of this book?
How to Slay.
How to slay. All right? I don't know if this book has anything to do with what we're talking about
now,
but I'm going to send it to you, sir.
My goodness.
Okay?
All right, bro.
All right, boy.
What's the moral of the story, guys?
There's no moral to the story.
Listen, you do what works for you and your relationship.
Exactly.
We're not here to judge whatever it is. Whatever it is that you do decide, though, make sure both parties are agreeing to participate and that you're honest.
I will say, though, I would consult with people who've done it before, like Ronnie DeVoe and his wife. What's his wife's name?
Shamaria.
Because,
Shamari.
Because they didn't agree with it. You know what I'm saying? They did it. They didn't like it. So the grass is not always green on the other side.
But she did say it made their relationship stronger.
Correct.
Yeah, because they both did dirt together that they feel bad about, so now they're there to support each other.
now you
make each other feel better.
Yes, let's talk about Steve Harvey. Find out what had him blindsided. He had no idea that this was coming.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Steve Harvey.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, so Steve Harvey, his show Steve, might be coming to an end at NBC.
I thought they renewed it for another year.
Well, he said they made an announcement a couple of weeks ago that they wanted to give Kelly Clarkson some of the networks. So here's what he had to say when they made that announcement.
I thought I was until they made an announcement a couple of weeks ago that they wanted to give Kelly Clarkson the owned and operated NBC networks. And that's my slot.
So I guess he doesn't quite 100% know everything that's going on, but that might just be at NBC.
Yeah, yeah.
On that particular network. That doesn't mean...
Yeah, they signed the show for another year, but I guess they invested in Kelly Clarkson's show, but people weren't really buying Kelly's show like that, so they got to put Kelly on their properties.
Right.
To see if it'll go. Throw something against the wall, see if it'll stick.
And he said that job was less stressful than some of his past jobs. So he said, I worked at Ford Motor Company. I used to put 8 spark plugs in 1,800 engines a day. That's stressful. Telling jokes, that's pretty cool.
Let me tell you something. For anybody out there that's smiling or chuckling over the fact that Steve Harvey's show may or may not be coming back, that man is worth well over $100 million.
Yeah, that could be okay.
Steve Harvey has a bunch of other jobs. Steve Harvey is going to be A-okay.
All right?
All right. Now, R. Kelly, in the meantime, has been having panic attacks, apparently, after the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries aired. They said one attack was so serious that he actually had to get treatment at a hospital. And he's had a lot more house visits from doctors at his home as well. According to reports, the episodes are triggered by the overwhelming backlash that he's getting from celebrities and from the general public. And he can't believe how the tables have turned and that people are now believing his accusers.
Listen, it's a difference between, as somebody who has panic and anxiety attacks, it's a difference between having a panic and anxiety attack and being upset because you absolutely did something wrong. All right. R. Kelly is absolutely dead wrong.
Could you imagine if you're a nurse and R. Kelly comes in and you got to help him? Because you really might not want to, but you have to. That's your job is to. But he's sitting right there and he's having a panic attack and you really thinking you probably gave panic attacks to thousands of girls.
Just tell him y'all don't take his insurance. That's all.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can. We don't take your insurance.
My goodness.
All right. And let's talk about Terry Crews and Torrey. Now, Torrey was also on this R. Kelly documentary. The docuseries, and Terry Crews was supposed to appear on the Torrey show, but he canceled his appearance on that show because now they're bringing to light all these accusations against, well, one woman is talking about Torrey, saying that he actually harassed her. Now, the woman is named Danny. She's a makeup artist, and she says that he made inappropriate and unwanted remarks about her sex life. She also put out some conversations that they had via DMs. I guess she heard him do an interview, and he was talking about Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, he did an interview with my man, Mouse Jones, dropping the clues bombs for Mouse Jones. Yeah.
And she goes on to talk about, you know, what happened with that. She said she had accepted his apology at the time and said, thought it was okay to move on. But she said, you can't be a sexual predator and go around shaming other predators.
So is he a sexual predator?
Well,
and she's accusing him of sexual harassment, right?
Yes. Basically, it was conversations that were very uncomfortable. And she DM'd him, I'm surprised you're speaking out. I'm sure I'm not the only girl you have verbally harassed. You're lucky that I know how to say go F yourself with a smile. And I'm not going to say anything about how many times you asked me to have sex or asked how it would be to have sex with me. A few other people I know said the same thing about you. Be careful out there. He responded, I love you. I was always kidding, but I'm sorry. I was being stupid. I should have kept my mouth shut.
Let me ask the question. It's a difference between uncomfortable conversation and being a sexual predator, right?
Depends on what you say, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, this is a workplace.
I mean, you wouldn't compare that to R. Kelly, would you?
No, I wouldn't compare this to R. Kelly. But he goes on to say, I've learned a lot watching this happen. The way I teased you is no longer funny to me. I had no idea how rampant it is and how much it gets in a working woman's way and how I was contributing to a whole environment of BS. And I hate that. I'm not playing like that with you or anyone anymore. I knew I was playing an aggressive game with you and I thought you knew where I was coming from, but I wouldn't put you or me in that position again. It was stupid and obnoxious and I feel bad about it.
I mean, and then growing up in the hip-hop culture, we in a culture where the rhetoric towards women has always been trash, right?
Yeah, it's so
the fact that he's apologizing for his past rhetoric, I don't know how long ago that was. That should mean something, right?
2017.
Oh.
That was pretty close. That wasn't that far.
I don't know, Torrey.
That wasn't that far.
I know Danny too. Salute to Danny. Danny's the homie actually.
All right, so he did release a statement, and he seems very apologetic about it now, but we don't know how this has affected Danny and what
he went in on Russell Simmons when he was up here too, right?
He definitely went in on Russell.
So what she's saying is it triggered things because she heard him going in on Harvey Weinstein and she heard all of those things. So it made her feel like, how are you going in on somebody and you've done those things?
Allegedly.
Listen.
Allegedly.
Danny's cool. I know Danny. Danny has done my makeup.
She's done your makeup?
She put some anti-shine on me.
She make you look a little lighter.
I don't do makeup, per se.
Yes, you just said you did makeup.
Listen,
Charlamagne, it's fine.
Oh my God.
Everyone sees your makeup.
Yeah, we see.
First of all, I don't
do.
Everyone knows.
That is eyeliner.
I don't do makeup, but I do do anti shine and I do do powder. She has definitely
that's
done that
makeup,
for me.
Man.
Last time I saw her actually was when I did the 50 Cent. What was the name of 50 Sean BT?
50 Central.
That's the last time I saw her.
Charlamagne, I'm going to challenge you to do the fresh face challenge.
What's the fresh face?
I want you to come out with no makeup. I want you to do the no makeup challenge.
Give me a white. Give me something white right now.
Oh, boy.
I'm white my face right now.
Steve, get over there.
Y'all be insulting Dr. Natasha Sandy and her amazing dermatology.
Here comes the eyeliner.
Put some water on it.
Here comes the eyeliner.
Put some water on it.
Here's sometimes that your hairline doesn't match your face.
My hairline? I don't have no hairline.
You ain't got no damn hairline.
And your neck, you could tell because sometimes your neck
is darker. His neck is a lot lighter.
Oh, what's that red stuff on your?
That's makeup.
What?
Wow, look at that makeup coming off.
Yeah, right. Knock it off.
I see
y'all
it.
Gonna
I see
makeup. Y'all going to stop insulting Dr. Natasha Sandy.
I see
amazing
dermatology.
Look, your head's all wet. What's going on over there?
I just wiped my forehead with a
just put water on it.
Knock it off, you.
But I do see a little eyeliner, though.
Oh, shut up.
All right. Well, thank you for those rumor reports.
Is that MAC or Fenty?
It would be Fenty if it was anything.
Okay.
There you go. Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, it's Mary J. Blige's birthday.
Drop one of Clue's bombs for the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige.
Let me know your favorite.
One of the greatest performers, artists ever to walk the face of this goddamn earth.
Let me know your favorite
I listen to
Mary
J. Blige every day. You hear me?
What joint?
I don't know. I go between What's the 411 in My Life. My favorite.
You got something red on your eye, bro.
It's from my hoodie. Bro. My favorite Mary J. Blige song of all time is probably Be Happy. But I mean, I go from like, you know, I listen to My Life a lot.
It's hard for me to choose between Mary's slow songs and her fast songs. And that's rare for me with the artists because sometimes I only like when they do slows. But Mary, some of her fastest songs I love, but then I be loving when she do the singing, break it down, and all of that.
I love all
Let's
night
get into
long.
The mix right now. 800-585-1051. Happy birthday, Mary J. Blige. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Angela Rye for joining us this morning.
Salute to my sister, AR. Always a pleasure when she comes on. People, it's so interesting to watch people's reactions, though, but you realize that the rule of 10 is really real. Three people going to like it, three people not going to like it, four people just going to be on the fence about it. So
I think politics in particular, people get super passionate and disrespect. I think politics and sports.
We're not just politics, just anything in life. Like, you got people that really enjoy Angela Rye, people that really dislike her, and four people that just don't have anything to say at all.
Right.
But sometimes it's not even about her. It's about, like, if you don't agree with what she agrees with, people go crazy.
Absolutely. Well, shout out to her for joining us. We definitely appreciate
it. And I'm glad to hear that Senator
Kamala Harris
is possibly going to announce her nomination on Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
Nomination for presidential candidate.
Next Monday.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. All right.
It's a ballsy day to do it on, baby.
That's right.
It's a great day.
You know, a lot of people pushed back on even giving Martin Luther King Jr. that holiday.
Right.
Rest in peace, Senator John McCain. He was one of those people. So that's a ballsy move to announce it on that day.
Well, they could put him on.
You thought people were saying Martin Luther Coon Day before.
Right.
All the races really going to be going crazy.
Well, we'll see how many flyers promoters use his picture on for the flyers this year.
Oh, come on. That's happening.
All right. When we come back, positive note, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, you got a positive note for the people?
I do have a positive note, man. This is just something that I encourage everybody to do because it's Friday and you got a couple of days to just sit back and, you know, just kick in and, you know, do some research on whatever it is you want to do some research on. Do some studying. And the reason I'm saying all of that is because the highest form of ignorance is to reject something you know nothing about.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.